Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world. Yes, it's toxic out there, but we don't have to get sick from it. We don't have to have it affect us, and we can make our own choices about what, how many toxic chemicals and what toxic chemicals and when we're exposed to them or not. It's Wednesday, April 24th, 2013. I'm here in Clearwater, Florida. Beautiful sunny day. And today we're going to talk about water. We're going to talk about water pollution, what's in our tap water, how it affects our health, and what we can do to remove those pollutants so we don't get sick. And I'll even tell you how you can get your water filter paid for so that anybody can have a water filter for their home. My guest today is Igor Milevsky from Pure Effect Advanced Water Filters. But before I introduce him, I want to tell you about something that I heard today at lunchtime. I went to a Toastmasters meeting. I love Toastmasters. I've been a Toastmaster for 4 years, and I go to a lot of meetings. And a woman gave a speech about salt, and she's a very intelligent woman. Her husband had a heart attack, a triple bypass, and his doctor told him that he needed to be on a low sodium diet. So what she's been doing is reading labels, making sure that he doesn't eat too much salt, that he's well within his limits. But what she didn't know is that the salt that is harmful to people who have had heart attacks and who will have heart attacks is what I call industrial sodium chloride. What it is that it is the natural salt that comes out of the earth, put through an industrial process in order to purify it and remove all the beneficial, 84 beneficial minerals that you find in salt in the ground. And so what you have is pure sodium chloride, which is used in industrial processes, and then they put that pure industrial sodium chloride on our food. What we should be eating is full-spectrum salt, actually from the earth with the 84 minerals, which is available in any natural food store online, and there's several different kinds. I myself use the original Himalayan crystal salt, and I have been doing this so long, it just continues to surprise me that so many people still don't know. And I don't mean to insult anybody who's listening here, but it's just we're living in a world where this information isn't out there enough. And that's why I'm doing this show. That's why I continue to do my website. That's why we're talking about this. Because there's a world where we assume that everything is okay, and yet it isn't. And that's why we need to make our own choices. In addition to this radio show, I want to make sure that everybody knows that you can go to my website. You can go to toxicfreetalkradio.com, which will give you more information about this show. But across the top, there's a menu that takes you to other parts of my website, like Deborah's List, where I have more than 500 websites where you can buy non-toxic products. There's a huge Q&A section with thousands of questions and even more thousands of answers. You can call me up for a consultation. There's a lot of information, so there's no reason for anyone not to have the information today. Igor, are you there? I understand you're on the phone.
Hi, Deborah. Yes, nice to be with you.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you for being on. First, I'd just like to... You're welcome. I want everyone to know that Igor made the water filter that I have in my own home, and I am so thrilled with it. I was skeptical at first. I already had a water filter. I already had a whole house water filter, and I actually had my husband install it in the garage because I didn't want to drill a hole in my granite countertop in case I didn't like it. And after tasting the water and drinking it, it made such a difference in how I felt in my body. My body just loves this water, and it tastes fabulous. It's different from any other water I've ever drank. And after about a week, I said, bring it in, drill that hole in the countertop, in my granite countertop, I want this filter right here where I can get the water all the time. And I've just been drinking it and drinking it and drinking it since. And I'm saving my money to buy the whole house filter. So this is how much I like this filter. Igor, how did you get started with water filters? What prompted you to even be interested in the subject, and why did you decide to make your own?
Well, you know, I was always interested in nature ever since I was a young boy, and I was also an aquarium hobbyist. I had lots of different tropical fish, and that kind of set the stage for, you know, dealing with water quality.
Mm-hmm.
Fish are very sensitive to chemicals in the water, like chlorine or chloramine. If the pH isn't right, they die. So, you know, I learned to really appreciate, you know, good quality water early on. And, you know, I was doing other things in my life, and then I just realized that, you know, why not create something as a business that, you know, I would enjoy more than what I was already doing, and something that everybody needs, something that taps into basic human needs. And, you know, water is quite a big one. So I started to think and experiment and use all my knowledge that I've gained from my hobby and from my studies in natural science to develop a system, to develop a filter that can deal with modern-day contaminants and in a comprehensive way that can address all the facets, all the most important facets of good quality water. So that's what brought me to where I am now.
Well, I'm very glad that it did. So tell us a little bit about, we're going to talk about water pollution. We're going to talk about your filter. But what I'd like to talk about now is simply, how do you think differently about water than, say, the average water filter company?
Well, I like to look at alternative information. I don't like to think inside the box. I like to look at everything out there and make my own decision based on my own conscience, my own intuition, and, of course, science. So I was looking to see, you know, what's going on with the water, and fluoride was a big issue for me because in the alternative news sources and alternative health sources, fluoride is a toxin. And I started to realize that, you know, some time ago, that it didn't belong in the water. It was actually a drug. And unless it's a naturally occurring fluoride, that's a different chemical. But when you're talking about man-made chemical like fluorosilicic acid,
tell us a minute about fluorosilicic acid, so everyone knows what that is.
Well, it's an acid. It's a chemical that's added into the drinking water. It's a byproduct of a aluminum industry and also fertilizer industry.
Yes.
It's a toxic chemical that actually burns through cement. If it's in its full concentration, it can burn through cement. They actually had a spill last year, and they had to call a hazmat team to close off the area to clean that up because it was a fluoride spill. So
yeah,
it's a highly...
Isn't that interesting that a hazardous waste material gets put in our water? How could that possibly be good for us?
It's about how they presented it to the water industry. There's some science out there. Well, I don't know if it's accurate or good science because there's a lot of contradictions to it, but some doctors and some health officials believe that fluoride is good for you, for your teeth and things like that. But when you're taking it internally and you're taking the artificial form, not the form found in nature that, you know, we evolved through, that, you know, nature used to create humans and plants and all that, the artificial form, that, you know, there's a lot of reports showing that's actually causing more harm.
I've seen those reports, and also if someone isn't aware of this, there are warning labels on toothpaste boxes that say, do not swallow this toothpaste. It has fluoride in it. And
they call it poison control center.
It's a poison control label, yeah. After the break, we'll come back and we'll talk about some other pollutants in water that we need to remove. listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and I'm here with Igor Malevsky from Pure Effect Advanced Water Filters, and we're going to talk about what's in your water now. Igor, what do you think is the most dangerous water pollutant?
You know, that's a tough one. Because
There's many.
A lot of them interfere with the chemical, natural chemical processes in the body. Fluoride is a big one, I would say. There was actually a study done by a German chemist, and as far back as 1975, this doctor actually went out to prove fluoride is good, but found out that it actually inhibits, it's a very powerful inhibitor of enzymes in mm-hmm. the human body. So I would say fluoride is a big one. You also have drug residues now that are found all across
the country. Before we go to that, I'd like to say another thing about fluoride, because this is part of my personal experience, is that I grew up on fluoridated water, and I also have had thyroid problems. And it wasn't until in the past 10 years or so that I found out that the fluoride molecule, the way that hormones work in your body is that there are hormones sent out, and then there are receptors. And the thyroid gland receives a thyroid hormone. But the fluoride molecule is very close, so close to the thyroid hormone, that it goes into the receptor site. And so your body can't send the thyroid hormone to that receptor site. And the thyroid runs everything in your body. And so it's just everything gets affected by fluoride, and that once you can do the detox to remove those fluoride molecules and drink fluoride-free water, health can be restored. We do so many things to natural remedies and surgeries and drugs and all those things, but what we need to really do is to not have the toxic chemicals in the first place. So go ahead and talk about pharmaceuticals. This is a really important point.
Pharmaceuticals are being disposed of by pharmaceutical industry because it's cheaper for them to flush it down the toilet than to properly dispose of it. And also human beings excrete the drugs. A lot of people take a lot of different medications.
Yeah.
And it's not metabolized fully, so it gets into the water supply. Now, the problem is that the water drinking laws regulating water quality, they're outdated. And so they're not factoring in these new discoveries and these new contaminants that are being found in the water. Associated Press did a study. They found, I think, over 18 different drugs, from heart medications to antidepressants to anti-seizures and things like that, in the drinking water that has already been processed and considered legal to drink.
Mm-hmm.
But just because it's legal doesn't mean it's healthy, because the laws are outdated and municipalities aren't designed to deal with these contaminants. So you need to address that at your home directly from the faucet, because this, to change the system, is, you know, it's going to take a lot of work. But for now, it's best to protect yourself from that. And some of those concentrations are very low, the drug residues, but a lot of drugs are designed to work at a very low concentration. So, you know, it's not really water that we're drinking anymore. It's a cocktail of different chemicals.
Yes, it is. It is. What about radiation? Is there radiation in the water?
Yeah, that's actually a good question, and it's a recent subject of discussion. I personally have not detected any radiation in the New York water where we are,
mm-hmm.
but there have been reports in California and some other places. Rainwater has been found to have radiation coming from Fukushima, and also there are over 100 nuclear reactors in the United States. And a lot of them are old and leaking. There was a San Onofre one in California that just had their major repairs. There was leaking tubes and reactor problems there. So not only we have nuclear disasters contributing to this modern-day contamination, but also our own equipment that's aging. And, you know, they're mining for uranium, plutonium. That also, you know, gets contaminants into the drinking water. So definitely a modern-day concern to the radiation. And when they saw what happened with Fukushima, you know, we had to come up with a solution for that.
I just also want to add that in addition to drinking water, now, right now you have undersink and countertop and whole house filters. I understand you're creating a shower filter too, but people could get a whole house filter and that would filter their shower water if they wanted to. One of the first exposures I had to water pollution when I was first learning about this was being aware of the chlorine that was coming off of my shower water. And they were just learning at that time that when chlorine combines with organic matter in the water, it turns into what are called chloramines. Yeah, that's what it is. And one of those is chloroform. Now, we all know chloroform as, they use chloroform on dead bodies. And in the old movies, the villain is always, putting a cloth over the hero's face to knock him out. And that's chloroform. And it's actually pretty toxic. And yet, I was taking a shower in chloroform every morning. And the whole bathroom was filled with chloroform. And if you have chlorine or chloramines in your water, then the steam is coming out, it's releasing these toxic chemicals into your little tiny bathroom. And I was having skin rashes, I was fainting, all these things. And I actually, my father invented the first shower filter because I said, I can't take a shower. And we went down to the hardware store and he just got a regular undersink filter and changed the fittings. And it looked really ugly, but I was able to take a shower without feeling faint. I had a friend of mine who had a really bad skin rash that she was taking cortisone on it. And she put up a shower filter and her skin rash went away. And I just started telling people about it. And a lot of ills went away just simply by filtering the shower water. It was pretty amazing to see the effect that skin absorption of water pollutants has on a body as well as drinking water. And in fact, skin absorption is one of the fastest ways to get toxic chemicals in your body. That's why they use skin patches for drugs. Because when you drink water, some of the pollutants can get absorbed in your stomach, in your intestines, and so it doesn't get absorbed. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio, and we'll be back after the break with more about water filters. Listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and I'm here with Igor Milevsky from Pure Effect Advanced Water Filters. And we're talking about water, water pollutants, water filters. And I want to open up the phones in case you have any questions you'd like to ask either one of us. 877-342-6673. That's 877-342-6673. And as long as I'm giving the phone number, let me also give the website for Toxic Free Talk Radio, which is toxicfreetalkradio.com. And you can go there to find the schedule. You can see who's coming up as guests in the coming week. You can listen live, and you can also listen to the archived shows. If you missed anything in this show and you want to hear it again, just go to toxicfreetalkradio.com, and you can listen to the archived show. Again, the number is 877-342-6673. Okay. Igor, let's get back to talk. Let's talk about water filters now, because you have very special filters. I've been looking at filters for 30 years, and I've bought several different types of water filters, and I've never seen one that removes as many different pollutants as thoroughly at such an affordable price. And that's one of the things that I'm so excited about, because You buy the filter. The filters are good for about a year, depending on how the volume of water you're running through them.
Right.
And at the end of the year, you buy new cartridges, and the cartridges themselves are affordable. And so every year you just have a whole new clean system. If they're easy to work on, you just unscrew the cartridges and put in a new one and put the case back on, and that's it. It's something that anyone can do. If you are renting, you can still install it. And if you move, you can take it with you. It's about the best investment in water I've ever seen. So tell us more. Tell us more details about your filters, because it's basically the same configurations. They're just in different countertop, under sink, whole house, right?
Yeah, we have some basic models for entry level filtration, and then we have our best selling systems like the Ultra and the Ultra UC, which is the under counter, which filter the widest range of contaminants and also naturally raise the water's pH, which, you know, as some people may know, there's water ionizers that cost thousands of dollars to artificially do that, where our system is a fraction of the cost of that, and it does so naturally, like what happens in nature. So that's just an added benefit of what our filter does.
Before you go on, I think a lot of people don't know about the pH thing, because most water filters, like reverse osmosis, will make your water very acid. And you want to just tell people why pH is important in your body? Because what yours does is that it brings the pH of the water into the natural state that it is in nature. And so you don't end up having overly acid water, and you don't end up having overly alkaline water. It's just right. And why is that important for your body?
Well, because the alkaline water has more minerals and it's more complete. So it's not, acidic water is more devoid of the minerals, so it's more reactive because water wants to equal out. So it's absorbing things into itself. So it's not wholesome water. It actually, there's been people saying that acidic water can leach minerals from your body. And it's also a corrosive agent. It's very reactive, very volatile. So the water needs to have something, some buffers in it, some natural buffers. And what better thing than minerals? And that's what nature has. And I've done tests with water, fresh water in nature, and it's most of the water is alkaline. You know, it's above 7.0. Seawater is even above 8.0. So it's, you know, looking at nature as my blueprint, I designed these systems to replicate that process as naturally as possible without, you know, overly alkalizing the water. So the system produces about 8.5 on a pH scale, which makes the water taste great also. It tastes crisp and fresh and almost like a sweet, soft taste to it.
It does.
You actually enjoy drinking it.
When I give, now I always give somebody a glass of water when they come to my house because I want them to see the difference in how it tastes and how your body responds to drinking clean water. That our bodies need water for every function in life and also especially to detox. And if you are drinking a lot of water to flush out toxic chemicals and you're putting toxic chemicals in, that's not going to work very well. I remember the first time I ever did anything that was remotely detox, I didn't have a water filter. I didn't have anything. I just knew I needed to drink a lot of water. So I went down to the store, and every single water, bottled water, was in plastic except for Perrier. And I did a fast, and I fasted for 5 days on Perrier.
Nice. Very nice.
And because it was the only water I could get that was in glass bottles. And now it's so nice to just be able to have clean water that I can drink anytime I want. So tell us more about your filter.
Yeah, these are pressurized units. They work on water pressure. So you pretty much have instant water, filtered water on demand at the pull of a switch. You know, it's flowing through. The Ultra system has three phases, and each phase has several different stages within itself, and it addresses a very wide range of contaminants like chloramines, the new disinfectant, well, not new, but they're being added more often now into the drinking water. Chlorine, microbial cysts that have hard shells and survive this infection, it also filters those out. Drug residues that we've mentioned before, volatile chemicals like chemicals from the oil industry, benzenes and toluenes and things like that, and also fluoride, heavy metals, and radiation. We have a nuclear-grade zeolite in the filter, that the same type, specially processed for drinking water and to remove the maximum radioisotopes. It's the same mineral the nuclear industry has been using for 40 years now, and we've incorporated that into our system. When I saw what happened with Fukushima, I think we're one of the first companies to do that. And so you have a very natural media in the system. You have these minerals and activated carbon. We have catalytic activated carbon, actually, which is more advanced specifically to deal with difficult-to-remove chemicals.
And that's so the one that's specifically needed for chloramines, right?
Correct, yes.
It speeds up
the chloramine decomposition on contact. Like it increases its decomposition, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we have to go to commercial break again. And these segments go by so fast, but we'll be back. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and we're here with Igor Malevsky from Pure Effect Advanced Water Filters. And this is our last segment, so I want to make sure that all of you listening know how to find Pure Effect Advanced Water Filters if you're interested in these filters. And this is also how you can find information about the guests on other shows of Toxic Free Talk Radio. You can always go to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com, and I have listed the name of each guest and a link to their website. In this particular case, I also have a little ad over on the right-hand column for the water filter I use in my home. Look for the faucet. You've just heard the commercial for it. But you can also go to Toxic Free Talk Radio on Facebook, where I'm putting the names and websites of all the guests. So anytime on any show, you can go to any of those places. But this company is also on my directory, Deborah's List, which you can access from toxicfreetalkradio.com. And you just go to the water section and under filters, and you'll see it right there. Deborah's List has over 500 websites that sell non-toxic products or things like water filters, air filters, etc., that can help you live a less toxic life. So that's how you can find these filters, and they're certainly available to everyone. Igor, before we go, I would just like to mention your affiliate program. And the reason why I want to mention it is because I do think that part of the issue of switching to a toxic-free world is that people need to be able to make money doing something that's not toxic. I think that a lot of times why people continue to do toxic things is because that's where their income is. And so I want to make sure that I point out all opportunities for people to be able to derive income from doing the right toxic-free thing. And you have a wonderful affiliate program because you give good commissions, and it costs nothing for people to sign up. You want to tell us more about that?
Sure. It's basically, you know, you get 15% of all the drinking water filters and 8% of the whole house systems, which is a higher cost. And basically, most of the best-selling systems are the Ultra and the Ultra Under-Counter. 15% of that is about, you make about $50 commission per filter. And it's a very unique product because there's nothing else out there that's like it. So you would be selling a unique product that's really needed and that encompasses what most people want in a water filter, you know, all the features that people look for in one unit. And I want to also add that these we don't use any Chinese components. We use very high-quality parts. Yes. All the cartridges are made in the USA. There is no BPA. There is no phthalates in the plastic. There is no lead in the metal parts. So I'm really serious about the quality of the unit. It's going to last. It's going to make you look good when you sell it to your friends or members, family members. And it's just an all-around good system and a good opportunity, I believe.
I think so, too. I have a friend, the first friend who bought one from me, and she got very excited, and she started telling her friends about it. And she, because of her recommendation, there's been at least two sales. And I keep saying, you should sign up for the affiliate program.
Yeah, why not?
Because she's just telling her friends about it. Anyway, here, one of the things that is going on here where I live is that we had actually gotten the local community to take the fluorosilicic acid out of our water. I don't say there's fluoride in my water anymore. I say there's fluorosilicic acid in the water because that's really what it is. And so we managed to get it taken out, and then we had an election, and there were new commissioners, and the new commissioners voted it back in. And so on March 1st of this year, fluorosilicic acid was put back in our water, and it was announced on the news, and they showed a big tank labeled fluorosilicic acid, and all they said was, and fluoride is back in our water. They didn't say anything about the harmfulness of it. They didn't, this is the regular network news. They didn't say anything about the harmfulness of it. They didn't warn you about it. They didn't tell you how you could get a water filter. They didn't put, there's no warning label on this, you know.
Right.
And, I mean, here they're putting toxic hazardous waste in the water, and there's no warning labels on any of the toxic stuff. There should be. There should be a warning label on every faucet. And so I and my friends have just been going around saying, well, you know, there's something that you can do. And the people are talking about this, and the price of the filters are affordable. But I know that there are many, many, many of you who are living in communities with fluoridated water, with chlorine, with pharmaceuticals, with heavy metals. We didn't even talk about heavy metals. And this filter takes out all of them, and it just does a fabulous job. So is there anything else you'd like to say, something that we haven't covered?
Well, I just think that, you know, it's going to save people a lot of money also versus, you know, a lot of people buy bottled water, and they have to carry that around, and some people go to municipal places to fill up jugs and things like that. And this system, you know, if you factor in how much the cartridges cost and how much they last, it comes out to less than 19 cents a gallon for fresh filtered water. And, you know, you can use that obviously for cooking. Your coffee tastes better. Tea tastes better. Just more enjoyable, especially now the warm weather is coming. So I think it's a wise investment for your health and for your family. And it's a high-quality professional system. It's not something that's going to fall apart on you. And we warranty that for 2 years. So I think I invite people to take a look and make a decision if they like it.
Yeah, tell us what you think about these inexpensive filters, like the pitcher filters and the little filters that you attach to your faucet. Tell us why we should buy your filter instead of those. And I'll tell my question to you. Go ahead.
Well, those filters have a very small capacity. You have to usually change them every few months, every 2 months or so. They get clogged very quickly because they have a small filter element. And they don't have the radiation reduction. They don't have the heavy metal reduction usually. If they do, it's very short span. They don't alkalize the water. They don't raise the pH. They don't remove the fluoride. They actually, those companies believe fluoride is good for you. So they advertise that, you know, it leaves quote-unquote beneficial fluoride in the water.
Yeah.
We don't believe that. We don't believe fluoride is beneficial. If it was, then the nature would put it there, not humans, you know?
Well, nature does put it there, but it doesn't put fluorosilicic acid there.
Right, right. That's what we're talking about, the fluorosilicic acid, yeah. So, yeah, you're looking at those filters are also made, I believe, in China, most of them. And China has issues with contamination. And so, yeah, our system is a professional quality unit that addresses the widest range of contaminants I've seen.
I agree with you. One of the things that is, I don't want to say wrong, but incomplete about those inexpensive filters is that most of them just contain carbon and nothing else. And carbon will remove chlorine, but if you have chloramine in your water, then what you need is catalytic carbon. And so you can put those filters on and they won't remove what you really need to have removed, which is chloramine and fluoride. But also, when the way carbon works is it's like a sponge. It's not flexible, but it's like a sponge in that it has little pores in it. And so the water goes through and it traps the pollutant molecule. And then when all the little pores get full, it starts dumping those pollutants right back into your water. And so if you don't change that cartridge, then you're starting to even pollute your water even more. And those cartridges, how long do they last? They can't last more than a month. They're so little carbon.
Yeah, especially the pitchers. And, you know, there's bacterial issues with that because you're always opening it, exposing it, closing it, and you have to wait for the water to filter as well. And you're limited to how much water you can filter. With our system, you know, you just turn on the tap, you pull the switch, and there you go, virtually unlimited supply of fresh, clean water. Fill up a pot for cooking soup or whatever, but it's very convenient.
Yes, yes. Good. So anybody, I just want to reiterate that water is essential to life. It's one of the main things that you need in order to have your body function and to detox. And in order to have enough water, you should get your own water filter, not rely on bottled water. Bottled water can, well, the plastic from the bottles can leach into your water. You have to lug those heavy bottles or you have to throw away a lot of plastic bottles. It's just, this really is the solution in order to have what it is that your body needs. It's just, I am very grateful to you, Igor, for putting together such a great system so that we can actually have something that really, really works.
Oh, you're most welcome. I enjoy doing it. I enjoy this. I love what I do. And I hope it shows in the product. And a lot of my customers really love the systems. They particularly even love the taste because, I mean, if a filter is filtering your water, okay, great, you know, but if you don't like the taste, you know, he's not going to drink as much of it, but with this system,
that's right, it tastes
great.
It tastes great.
Yeah, yeah, you know firsthand, yeah.
Yeah.
And you've had a filter already filtering your water, and after putting our system, you've noticed the difference. So that just goes to show, you know, what properly balanced approach to water filtration that factors in all the important facets of water filtration.
Well, thank you so much for being with me. Our time is up today. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. You've been listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I've been here with Igor Mislevsky from Pure Effect Advanced Water Filters, and you can go to toxicfreetalkradio.com in order to get to the link to his website. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.